Where do you start when your student may be starting from a very basic level? Pull out a book and practice some words? Grab some multiplication tables and do drills? Hope there's a social studies for English learners app at the Android market? I talk with two educators who work every day with refugee students, and their first tip is, students coming in with skill gaps may have a lot to learn, but find ways for them to teach what they do know, their culture, their traditions, their life experience. Anna Marie DePasquale is a social worker with Lutheran Social Services, and she says her students at Concord High School do plenty of teaching.
The geography teacher, for example, came to me and she was doing a chapter on Rwanda. And she said, Anna Marie, do you think we could get a student panel to come in and talk about their experiences? And it was so powerful. It inspires the American students to learn from the new American students, and the new American students feel empowered because people are very interested in their story.
And the more a student feels empowered at school, the more he or she is going to want to participate in school. Assuming, of course, he or she knows how to participate. And that brings us to another tip from our educators. Sometimes teachers have to teach refugee students how school works. June Tumblin has done this for decades, teaching English learners or EL students at Manchester Central High School, which is the most diverse school in New Hampshire.
To step into a learning environment, a situation where they sit for 48 minutes, and then that time they're taught math in English, and then they move from there to an ELL class and there to a gym class, and it's not something that they have been accustomed to.
So June Tumblin ends up explaining for students and often parents about the daily schedule, passing periods, school rules, report cards, the business of school. But neither she nor Anna Marie DePasquale is the only one doing the explaining.
Your client isn't just the child in front of you. Your client should be the school district, the community. It should be all of these entities.
So another tip. You need buy-in from the entire school community. That especially includes the administration. Both of these educators say when school principals are personally involved with their refugee students, it makes a big difference for those students and their peers. Anna Marie recalls the school's reaction to an incident last fall when several refugee families in Concord woke up to find hateful graffiti written on their houses.
I had a group of 10 kids in my office. This is not us, so what can we do? There's a peace rally. Can we go to this peace rally? Got permission right away from the principal, who was incredibly supportive. And out on Facebook, we're going to a peace rally. Go to Ms. DePasquale's office for a permission slip, and we put it together so quickly. So you're absolutely right. It has to come from the top, and it does.
Manchester, too, has had its share of difficult issues regarding refugees. The city has been debating calls for a moratorium on new placements, and one of its residents faces criminal charges that she lied about her role in the Rwandan genocide in the 90s to come to the U.S. and obtain citizenship. June Tumblin's tip, don't sugarcoat tough issues.
We, again, let the students bring that to us if they need to. We also remind the students, and they're a better reminder than we are, that if there's going to be someone who is on trial for doing atrocities in a homeland that comes here, doesn't mean everybody who comes from that country is doing that. And they better than us know that not every immigrant coming in is going to be coming in with wonderful things, but that's because they're human.
To recap the tips from our educators, empower students, refugees and non-refugees alike, to understand and participate in the full school community. And see that the community talks about diversity and culture, especially when a difficult issue around refugees comes up outside of school. Oh, one last tip Anna Marie and June both offer. This work takes time and patience, but there is a payoff.
The students, all students, report that people seem friendlier in the hallway. One student said to me, I've never had American friends before, and now I have, 15 or 20 of them on Facebook or something.
They're in the chorus. They're in the band, AP courses, part of our robotics team. They're everywhere, and that's really awesome.
For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.